Back here on the Sports Connection on WKRV as we move on to our overall Coach of the Year from this past school year, the 22-23 school year. And we will go with John Nebergi of Altamont. And could go into a lot of stats because Altamont had that kind of year. They went 29-5. They won a regional championship. They won their first ever sectional game this past year, advanced to a sectional championship against Tuscola that went four overtimes before Tuscola was able to pull out the victory. So they were that close to getting to the super sectional and potentially that close to getting to the state tournament this year. But just put together a great year. And they had a lot of talent. There is absolutely no question about that. And I said that when we talked about Coach Nebergi for our winner Coach of the Year. Had a lot of talent, but that's not easy to do. When you got a lot of talented guys, you got a lot of guys of the alpha dog, they want to be the guy to lead the way. You've got to make sure that they understand that the team's got to come first, and you got to do things within that system to make things great. That's what makes a good coach. That's what makes a great coach, when you're able to do that with a lot of talent. You got to have talent to win. I mean, you can overcome a few things here and there. There's no question about that. You can overcome a few things with work and how you do things and how you coach your team and how well they play. But the bottom line is, if you don't have talent, you will eventually run into a bigger and better dog. And I think we all know that in the sports world. There's got to be talent there. There's got to be effort. There's no question about that, too. And there's got to be the will to work within a system to win as a team. And whether that's Coach Nebergi's system or Coach Clay's system or whoever's system it would be, you've got to be willing to work within that system to win. Individually, you can put up great numbers yourself, and the team will win five games. And they had that kind of team. Altamont had the kind of team with several guys on that team that could have said, I'm the alpha dog, and I'm going to do everything I need to do, and it's going to mess up everything for the team. But he was able to blend that. He was able to make that work, and he was able to put all that together, and they won 29 games. The other thing is, I saw Altamont pretty early on play a couple games. They were good. They weren't great. By the end of the year, they were great. That's a big deal, too. When you get better with a veteran team and you get better within the season, and I thought they did. I thought they got better from early. Saw them early, very good team, not great. By the end of the year, they were a great team, and that makes a big difference, too. So, overall, we felt like Coach Nebergi had our best overall season this year. We have some great coaches in the area. We've got some guys that I've called friends for a long time that have done a great job coaching, and I can name a ton of folks that we've honored. Coach Murphy, we talked about her during volleyball this year. I think Haley McGinnis, who's not coming back as a volleyball coach for the Lady Vandals, did a great job over the years. Coach Clay in football and wrestling does a great overall job each and every year. Coach Beckhue's been at Brownstown St. Elmo baseball a long time and has done a great job year in and year out. I think Coach Noble does a very solid job at Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City year in and year out. And Coach Jones, Coach Kurt Jones, is a legend. 1,000-plus wins in his career over the years, and did an outstanding job. And we've got a ton of outstanding basketball coaches. I've known Blake Doring since he was a very, very young man playing high school basketball, and he's done a tremendous job at South Central, bringing that program back to the glory times with what he's done there over the past few years. There's just a ton of coaches that we've had throughout the region that could be honored, but we felt like Coach John Nebergi deserved our overall Coach of the Year for this year. So that's our overall Coach of the Year. We will have our Male Athlete of the Year coming up next here on the Sports Connection.